It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi. Hey, Charlie.
Hi there, Mary.
Leaves are falling, and we got to do something about them, or we might have to do nothing with them, too.
Well, you might have remembered last week I said leave it. Well, you're doing the same thing with the leaves. I want to give you five different things that are going to make your lawn, your garden, and your sanity much better with around these leaves. So the first thing to do with your leaves is to leave them on the ground. If you have a thin layer of leaves on your lawn, just mow them down, leave them there. They will slowly decompose. The earthworms and other creatures will digest those and create great soil for your lawn and for your trees that are in the lawn. So it's very simple. Just leave them there. Also, the second thing is that Michigan State University did a study and found if you left a half inch layer of oak or maple leaves on your lawn through the fall and winter, it'll reduce the number of dandelions you have by 50 to 80% the next spring. Just leave them on the lawn. Just leave them there and that'll take care of some of your dandelions. Now, if you have a big thick layer of leaves, of course, you can't just leave it there because that'll smother and kill the grass. But you can take most of those leaves off, leave a little layer behind, create a big leaf pile, go jumping in it, have a great time, and then rake them up, find a corner of your yard, and just leave them there. And in a year or two, they'll turn into leaf mold compost just magically, and you'll have some great compost for your garden. The fourth thing you can do is to chop them up and gather them up and then use them around Thanksgiving time to protect plants such as roses and hydrangeas and lavender just by making a big pile of them over the top of the plants. But it's important that you chop them up and don't just put them down as big bulky leaves that'll mat down. And the fifth thing, you can make stuffed dummies and scarecrows. Have some fun. Put a smile on your face, your neighbor's face, and your kids and grandkids' face by having some fun with the leaves. And when you're done with it, then you can make a leaf mold compost pile.
Can we go back to the second tip you mentioned about the maple and the oak leaves? What is it about those particular leaves that helps with controlling dandelions?
Well, they're not quite sure what it is about those particular leaves, but those are the ones that they had a lot of around, I guess. So they're the ones who they kind of studied the different types of maples and oaks and found that because they mat nicely on the grass, they'll inhibit the germination of the dandelions in the fall, so you just don't have the plants coming up in the spring.
Okay, let's get to a question. This is from June in Williston. June asks, Charlie, what can I do to stop mice and voles from eating my tulip bulbs this fall?
Oh, yeah. So tulips and crocuses are favorite bulbs of not only mice and voles, but also chipmunks, too. So there's a couple different things you can do. First of all, you can not plant the tulips and crocuses, but plant other bulbs that they don't like. Things like alliums and some of the other bulbs like daffodils and scillas and snowdrops are all the kind of bulbs that they don't really like eating. Or you can plant fritillaria. Fritillaria or crown imperial has this chemical in the bulbs that exudes itself through the soil so they don't like the taste or smell of it. Speaking of which, you can also put some things in the hole like crushed oyster shells and seashells and gravel, or you can sprinkle castor oil pellets. And the castor oil, again, has that strong smell that they don't really like when they're tunneling around. And finally, if you have some tulips that you really love or crocuses you really love, you can create a cage using hardware cloth. Make sure it's about a half-inch wire mesh, a hardware cloth, fashion it into a cage, put your bulbs in there, sink it into the ground. They'll come up through the holes in the cage every year. You'll have your bulbs, but you won't have to worry about the rodents getting them.
There's still plenty to do in the garden to get it ready for fall and winter. So if you've got some questions for Charlie, send them to us at vpr.org. Just go there and search for All Things Gardening. Thanks so much, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary. And I'll be seeing you in the garden.